First reading is taken from the book of Acts, chapter 10, beginning at verse 34. And if you wish to follow it, it's on page 1104 of the Your Pew Bible. Acts chapter 10, verse 34. Then Peter began to speak. I now realize how true it is that God does show favoritism, but accepts men from every nation who fear him and do what is right. You know the message of God sent to the people of Israel, telling the good news of peace through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all. You know what has happened throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John preached. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, and how he went about doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil, because God was with him. We are witnesses of everything he did in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They killed him by hanging him on a tree. But God raised him from the dead on the third day and caused him to be seen. He was not seen by all the people, but by witnesses whom God had already chosen, by us who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people, and to testify that he is the one whom God appointed as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Gospel reading is taken from the book of Luke, chapter 24, beginning at verse 1.
Alleluia, alleluia. I am the first and the last, says the Lord, and the living one. I am alive for evermore.
Alleluia. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly, two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you, while he was still with you in Galilee, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again." Then they remembered his words. When they came back from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the others. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the others with them who told this to the apostles. But they did not believe the women, because their words to them seemed like nonsense. Peter, however, got up and ran to the tomb. Bending over, he saw the strips of linen lying by themselves, and he went away, wondering to himself what had happened. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
At the end of my talk, I'm going to invite us all to pray together that special prayer that we said that Jonathan read earlier on, the collect or special prayer for Easter Day. And you'll find that on the back of the notice sheet, if you've got the notice sheet, and also in the service sheet. So do have a look for that. And we'll end with that. But I'm going to begin with a prayer too. Lord, thank you that you make all things new and that you raise Jesus from death, a fact which we celebrate today. Please help us to grasp with wonder and joy the new thing that you did on that first Easter day, and make us alive to you in Jesus Christ. Amen. Today we've come to the end of the long journey with Jesus through Lent. Over these last few weeks we've reflected on Jesus' ministry, beginning with his time in the wilderness when he was tempted by Satan. But he overcame that temptation by being filled with the Holy Spirit and by feeding on God's word. We've journeyed through Luke's Gospel on Sundays And some of you may have read through the whole Gospel with the daily readings that were suggested in the notice sheet. Some of us will have joined the procession around parts of Chiltern, reflecting on Jesus' sacrifice on the cross on Good Friday. And some will have journeyed around our parishes and taken part in the Easter Trail, discovering the Easter story in an imaginative way. Over the last few weeks, we've heard how Jesus' disciples walked with him through the years of his ministry, witnessing his teaching and miracles. Often, they were confused by what they saw and heard, not least by Jesus talking about his death. Jesus warned his friends a number of times that he would die and be raised again after 3 days, but they just didn't seem to understand. Maybe we wouldn't either, how many times we were told. Some of his friends had promised that they'd stay with him, no matter what. But in the end, they all deserted him. Judas betrayed him to the authorities, and Peter denied even knowing him. They'd let him down badly, and by the time Jesus died, many of his closest friends had gone into hiding. Some, however, stayed faithful to him right to the end, including Jesus' mother, Mary, his friend, John, and the women who'd followed him. In a culture in which women were kept in the background, perhaps these women didn't go into hiding because they were unlikely to cause the authorities any trouble. But Luke valued them and actually gave some of them their names. Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, the mother of James, for example, and the other gospel writers tell us some other names too. But even these faithful women had not grasped that Jesus would rise again. After Jesus' painful and cruel death on the cross, they'd followed Joseph of Arimathea to the tomb, his own tomb, which he'd made available for Jesus. The women had seen exactly where Jesus had been buried, and they prepared to revisit him once the Sabbath, their special day of worship and rest, was over. Let's imagine we're on that journey to the tomb with these women. They'd got up early. I suspect some of us have got up early today as well. Did you get the time right? Well, these ladies had certainly got up very early. They'd probably had little sleep, and were keen to get on with their mission of placing spices around Jesus' body. So they clearly anticipated finding Jesus' dead body. As they gathered together, they'd asked how they'd roll the stone away from the entrance to the tomb and get inside. They'd have felt bereaved and bereft and would have wanted to be together to comfort one another. They trudged to the burial place and found the tomb that they'd seen 2 days earlier when Jesus was buried. But instead of finding the tomb sealed with a large stone, they found the stone had been rolled away and the tomb was open. Had they got the wrong grave? Unlikely, as they'd gone there with the grave's owner. And surely a whole group of them wouldn't have got it wrong. Had the grave been robbed? There was nothing of value except Jesus' body in there. And anyway, another account given by the gospel writer Matthew tells us that the Romans mounted a guard at the tomb to make sure no one stole the body of Jesus. The Roman governor, Pontius Pilate, who had condemned Jesus to death, had been alerted by the Pharisees to the possibility of Jesus' disciples staging a coup by stealing Jesus' body and pretending that he'd been raised from the dead. How strange that those in authority, including this Roman foreigner, had remembered that Jesus had said he'd rise from the dead, while Jesus' own friends hadn't understood or remembered what he'd said. And because we know the end of the story, maybe that's easier for us, but they weren't in that situation. On arriving at the tomb, the women went in and found that Jesus wasn't there. What they did see were two men wearing clothes which gleamed like lightning, who came to stand beside them. These men were probably angels, and how wonderful that God sent them to be with these women, friends of Jesus. Not to lecture them or tell them off, to tell them that they were a bit slow, but to comfort them, to come alongside them, and send them out with a mission to tell others the good news of Jesus' resurrection. The women were reminded by these angels that Jesus had told them he'd rise from the dead. At last, Jesus' words clicked into place in the minds of these friends. Everything made sense. They rushed to tell Jesus' immediate followers, the 11 remaining apostles, as Judas had already left their number. But the men didn't believe their account. The testimony of women was given little credence in their culture, and their words seemed like nonsense. For some reason, though, Peter got up and went to the tomb. Always the activist, he wanted to find out the facts. He too found that the tomb was empty, but he left wondering to himself what had happened. It was to take Jesus appearing to his disciples that while they were in hiding for them to realise finally that Jesus was alive. Jesus' body had not been stolen in an elaborate charade to make out that Jesus had risen. He was truly alive and appeared in physical form. In other post-resurrection accounts, Jesus told Thomas to touch him, to stop doubting and believe. According to the account by Jesus' friend John, Jesus met his friends on the beach and ate bread and fish with them. He was no ghost or apparition and no figment of their imaginations. Now on this Easter day, where are we in our journey with Jesus? Do we believe that Jesus rose from the dead physically and therefore conquered death and corruption? If we do believe that, then today's collect reminds us that we are dead to sin and alive to God in Jesus, and we will reign with him. If we're still in any doubt, do read the gospel accounts again. Do ask God to reveal his truth through the power of the Holy Spirit. Do talk to a trusted Christian friend and ask questions. And as Jonathan mentioned, we're going to hold another Alpha course starting on Thursday the 14th of April, at which there will be plenty of opportunity to explore the Christian faith. So bring your questions to that too. Bring your friends to it as well. If you have taken that step of faith to believe and trust in the risen Lord Jesus, then join us in praising him today that his death in our place on the cross and his resurrection have accomplished the new thing that God intended in the world. It's good news for the whole world, as we were reminded in the reading from Acts, when Peter was shown by God that new life in Jesus was available to people of every nation. So let's conclude by praying together the collect or special prayer for today. Lord of all life and power, who through the mighty resurrection of your Son overcame the old order of sin and death to make all things new in him, grant that we, being dead to sin and alive to you in Jesus Christ, may reign with him in glory, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be praise and honour, glory and might, now and in all eternity. Amen.